Hello everyone, welcome back to Raw Thoughts from A. Today we're talking about a topic that doesn't get nearly enough attention. Friendship breakups. We all hear about romantic heartbreak, right? People crying over exes, dramatic breakups, endless advice columns, but friendship breakups? Not so much. And yet, losing a friend can sometimes hurt even more. Because friends see you in ways no one else does. They know your history, your secrets, your quirks. Losing that connection can feel like losing a part of yourself. Today, we'll unpack why friendship breakups hurt and the different ways they end. How to navigate the grief and maybe even how to grow from them. And trust me, we'll get raw. So grab your favorite drink, maybe your pet, and let's dive in. Friendship is supposed to be safe. Your friends are the people you call at 2 a.m. The ones who show up when your world collapses. The one who knows your weird habits and laugh anyway. So when that bond ends, it can feel devastating. It's not just about losing someone to hang out with. It's losing a part of your routine, your identity, and your emotional safety. Think about the slow fade. Texts become less frequent. Calls go unanswered. Plans fall through. At first, you make excuses. They're busy. Life happens. It's fine. But inside, you feel the rejection creeping in. You question yourself. Was it something I did? Did I say something wrong? Did they stop caring? Even when their friendship ends explosively, through betrayal or arguments, the pain is amplified because trust is broken. You replay the moment over and over, wondering if it could have been avoided. And here's the kicker. Society doesn't validate friendship grief the same way it validates romantic heartbreak. People hand you ice cream after a breakup, but rarely do they check in when your best friend drifts away. And that loneliness compounds the pain. I remember losing a friend I'd known for over a decade. It wasn't dramatic. We just stopped talking. At first, I didn't realize. Then a text went from daily to weekly, weekly to monthly, and eventually, nothing. I felt like a lost limb. No one around me really understood why I was grieving. That's the invisibility of friendship breakups. They hurt silently. Then there's a slow drift. This one is sneaky because it doesn't feel like a breakup. Life just happens and people grow apart. Maybe your best friend moves cities, enters a relationship, or changes careers. You try to keep in touch, but the effort feels one-sided. This is especially painful because it's gradual. You don't have a moment to say goodbye properly, and you're left with uncertainty. You ask yourself, did I do something wrong, or did we just grow in different directions? Sometimes, drifting apart isn't anyone's fault. People change, circumstances change, priorities shift, but acknowledging that doesn't make it hurt less. It's a subtle, quiet heartbreak that lingers. I had a friend who moved overseas. We promised to stay in touch, but over time, their messages dwindled. I realized that our friendship wasn't ending because of a fight or betrayal. It was ending because life happened. That was painful in a totally different way. There's no drama, no closure, just absence. Then there's the other kind. The friendship that ends abruptly. Maybe it's a betrayal, gossip, dishonesty, or a fight that escalates too far. These endings hit like a punch in the gut because they're sudden and often shocking. You replay the conversation, analyze the words, second guess yourself. Sometimes you feel anger, sometimes sadness, sometimes both. And then you have to grapple with trust issues afterwards. I remember being betrayed by someone I considered a sibling. It started with a small lie, escalated to gossip behind my back, and suddenly I realized they weren't the person I thought they were. I felt disbelief first, then anger, then grief, and it stayed with me for months. That's the kind of heartbreak that friendship breakups can deliver. Silent, sharp, and confusing. Friendship isn't just someone to hang out with. It's a part of your identity. Your friends know your quirks, your history, your inside jokes. They've been part of that milestones of your life. When they're gone, a piece of you feels gone too. You might not just miss the person, you miss the you that existed with them. That version of yourself may feel lost, leaving you to figure out who you are without that friendship as a reference point. I lost a group of friends after moving cities. It wasn't dramatic, just life happening. But I realized that the version of myself I bought to that friend group no longer existed, and it made me question who I was now. Without them, that's part of the grief that nobody talks about. So how do we move forward? First, allow yourself to grieve. Cry, journal, vent, scream into a pillow. It's valid. Second, acknowledge the loss. Don't minimize it. Friendship breakups matter. Third, accept that healing is a process. Some days will be fine. Others, you feel like it's all hitting at once. That's normal. And fourth, remember that letting go doesn't mean forgetting. You can carry the memories without carrying the pain. Have you ever had a friend drift away and kept replaying the memories? You're not alone. That replaying is part of processing. Let yourself feel it, but don't let it define your present. Healing isn't linear. It's messy. You'll find parts of yourself you buried under the comfort of that friendship. You might meet new friends, or rediscover old hobbies, or learn to enjoy solitude. Sometimes healing is as simple as laughing at a memory instead of crying about it. Other times, it's leaning on family or other friends to help you rebuild your support system. After my friendship ended, I started reconnecting with old acquaintances and exploring new communities. It didn't replace what I lost, but it filled the emptiness with connection again. Friendship breakups hurt, but they can also grow you. They teach boundaries, values, and how you show up for people. They force you to look at what's truly meaningful and what you won't compromise. And while it's painful in the moment, sometimes losing someone clears space for healthier, more aligned friendships. If you're going through a friendship breakup, know this. Your pain is valid, your grief is real, but you will heal. You will find connection again, laughter again, and joy again. As always, thanks for listening to Raw Thoughts from A. If this episode resonated, share it with someone who understands or someone who's going through a similar loss. Friendship breakups don't get the attention they deserve, but here they do.